Hi, it's Joe Allgrant, and this is the first edition of our second season of JoeCasts, where I talk about different aspects of life around the school. I hope the year has started well for all of you. We are now actually just finished the first quarter, so we're not at the beginning anymore. And at the end of the quarter, like we are now, brings kind of a transition. So we have all our sports teams are winding down and finished for the season. We've had some great teams in different kinds of tournament play, and we're very proud of how the athletes have done this year. But in a very different kind of time frame, the fall play, which has been working all semester, I think every afternoon, just like the teams do, but their season is just actually winding up, and our fall play called David and Lisa will premiere tonight, Friday night, and also be there on Saturday night. I wanted to take a minute to talk about the play because it's much less visible than teams. While the teams are playing games and games and games from one experience into the next, the folks in the play really work very hard behind the scenes and have only one or two performances of the whole show. And so the cadence is different and some of the pressures on the actors change because it's all focused on one or two performances. Anyway, this fall play is a little different. Some years we've had plays that are comedies. Sometimes they've been romance dramas. Sometimes they've been family dramas. But this one, called David and Lisa, as I mentioned, is a little different because it takes up issues of adolescent mental health and has some very fascinating characters, male, female, and adolescents and their parents. And it really describes a lot of the interactions between them. And then we get a very sweet but serious look into the lives of some of these students. And we're looking very much forward to it happening tonight. But before we get to that, in a minute I'm going to speak with both the director of the show and also two of the leads. I'm sitting now with Carla Moriarty, or Miss M, as she is better known, who is the director of the fall play this season. And they've been working since school began to pull together what I think is going to be a pretty exciting show. So, Carla, why don't you just tell us, you know, kind of where you got the idea for David and Lisa and how you've been working with the kids to prepare them.
So I've always really liked the play, and I learned about the play years ago when I was working in a therapeutic boarding school. But I just thought it would be such a great play to do here because there's so many rich characters. And mental health is an issue, is a platform that I think is really important, especially teen mental health. I think through this experience, the actors in the play have really been able to sort of, you know, dive right into what these students would be going through, what their life would be like, how they would get there, and also the students that are playing faculty members in the school or parents in the school. So I'm super proud of how hard they've worked, and it's been really an exciting process. So we'll see what happens.
It sounds like there have been special challenges in a play like this to, you know, to kind of get a cast to work together and to have them understand, you know, the situations that these characters find themselves in. So have you done that?
Well, one of the things that we did was we invited Dr. Patricia Brown, who's an adolescent psychiatrist, and she was super helpful and really kind of fun because she, you know, for homework, for working with the kids, she watched one of the versions of the movie, and so she was familiar with the characters, and it's very closely related to the film. So they asked a lot of really great questions, and then just working with them one-on-one and sharing my own experiences with teenagers with mental health, and they really did the work. So I think the biggest challenge always is teenagers who are playing adults, so I think them to play older people who are taking care of teenagers was probably more challenging. It's believable. I think it's believable. So sometimes I struggle when students play older characters that they don't have the life experience to put into that, but I think they pull it off. So.
And so what do you hope, not only what the cast gets, but what is the largest school, you know, what do you hope for them to get out of it as audience members?
I'm excited that this year the 10th grade seminar is doing a unit on mental health and that they're really shedding light on that. I think the audiences are going to get two things from it, I hope. The parents' experience in the audience, there's a lot of hopefully empathy towards what the parents go through of this particular character, David. And students, I think, when they're watching the play, they're going to understand that nobody's perfect and that everyone struggles with something, and hopefully they'll recognize a little bit of themselves in it. So it definitely will promote empathy in that regard.
Yeah, I think it does. I've watched a couple versions of the movies, which you gave me, actually, right, to watch. And it is very moving. And I was kind of watching and thinking, geez, that's going to be hard for high school kids to really do, which I thought about for a moment at the beginning. But now, having watched the cast go through this, I think they're ready to be those characters. We're all excited to see them. Any last words you want to leave with the audience?
I hope they enjoy it. I hope they enjoy it. We've underscored the play with some really angsty teen music to kind of give that vibe of the internal life of teenagers, and I think it really adds a great effect. It's strange, but it's some of the music is music that I listened to as a teenager. So we took little excerpts of that. And then some of the music is music that they've listened to as teenagers. So there's a real fusion.
And you decided to stage in a smaller space. So it's going to be in the Hajar Auditorium,
yeah,
and not on the main stage.
Exactly. And using Hajar a little differently than I think it's ever been used before.
I'm sitting here now with two lead roles, the David and Lisa of David and Lisa, who are Maggie Sheridan and Chris Molesky. What we've just been talking about, actually, is that this is a play with really complicated themes to it and has been quite a process from start to finish. And as they have been the most involved and are actually playing these two parts, I thought it would be just fun to ask them what they've thought about the process. So here they are.
Well, a big part of the process was just getting comfortable with the cast of the show and Miss M and Brittany and everyone involved on the crew, and then becoming comfortable enough with each other that we felt comfortable diving into the themes of the show, which are mental health and mental illness and how that affects teenagers. So, yeah, a lot of that, like Miss M did a lot to help us kind of research each character's individual mental illness, and then we spoke to an adolescent psychiatrist to really just get to the reality of each of these illnesses.
And how really each character is very different. You can't, when we were talking to the psychiatrist, she said that they don't diagnose adolescents who have mental illnesses because they can't. Each case is a different case, and so they have to figure out what each person's difficulties are. And I thought that that was very interesting and one of the things that I brought to the show.
Yeah, totally.
So you've really done more than just act in this show, right? To even get to the acting, you've had to do research about illness, and you've had, yeah, to really start to understand how somebody who has this kind of, this kind of illness would behave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that would be hard to also interact that way with each other as a cast.
Yeah.
So is that what you mean by,
yeah,
you know,
totally,
getting to know each other as a cast and all,
yeah,
that?
I think, well, at least for me, a lot of it was because Lisa, she's never officially diagnosed in the show, but she displays symptoms of what I and the adolescent psychiatrist we spoke to, what would probably be dissociative identity disorder. So that was hard for me at first because I wanted to do it the justice it deserved and to be as realistic as possible and not just like I want to be a character with a split personality type thing. So I wanted to make it as real and truthful as possible. So I watched the original David and Lisa movie. I watched a few other pieces of media with characters who also have a similar disorder, just to kind of get a feel of how that manifests. And then I think talking to Dr. Brown, the adolescent psychiatrist we spoke to, was probably the most valuable part of that, just getting the truth, mm-hmm, of all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as David, I was kind of, the kind of rough diagnosis that they gave me was ODD and OCD, which are two things that, like OCD, you hear people throw around that term a lot, but it's really a lot more complicated than people think. And from what I read, people say OCD a lot where they really shouldn't. And I think that one of the big problems is that people do diagnoses that are just incorrect and assume things that are incorrect. In this show, I say to one of the other psychologists that I think that Lisa is schizophrenic. which most people, when they would look at Lisa, would say, oh, schizophrenic, that's obvious, mm-hmm. when really psychiatry goes so much deeper than that,
yeah.
and there are so many little niches and different things that you have to figure out, and so that you finally learn that it's not schizophrenia, it's
dissociative.
There
yeah.
we go.
Yeah. yeah, there's it's very specific to each of the students,
yeah.
definitely.
And so are you looking forward to finally birthing this production this week?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah, I think it'll be really great to just bring this story to life and to bring it to people who probably need to hear it to be talked about. Yeah.
I had never heard of this show before the announcement came out that it was a play. So learning about it and learning about the characters and the intricacies was really interesting.
So you'll carry a lot of information and kind of emotion about this, even, you know, long after the play is done. Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff that you don't just learn in school.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
the kind of stuff that you have to have specific scenarios to learn about. And
yeah.
I think that this is an awesome scenario to learn about psychiatry and different mental, yeah.
Yeah. And the fact that we're acting in this play and we're embodying these characters, everyone embodies a different type of person, a different story. And I think acting as a certain character makes it so much more real to you, and you find ways to make it personal to you. And it makes this story about mental illness and mental health so personal to each of the actors in the show.
So has it changed you?
Yeah, I think it's making me more open-minded. I've learned a lot doing this play, of course, like textbook learning, like mm-hmm. learning about like types of mental illness. But at the same time, it's helped me to be more patient and open-minded, like seeing the way that the psychologist characters or the therapist characters interact with the students in the boarding school, and just seeing how patient they are and how much they want to help taught me to be more patient and accept people for who they are.
I agree with everything that you said, that it helps with acceptance and it helps with a field that doesn't get much appreciation and how much work that they actually do to try and help so many people in a way that is difficult and is really unknown. We don't know that much about the brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, and adolescence, for sure, that's why.
Yeah, I mean, that's even crazy.
They don't diagnose any of these things until
yeah.
they're an adult because
yeah.
there are just so many different
ways. So much
ways.
Development.
Yeah. So, last words. Last words for your audience out there?
Come see the show.
Yeah, we would love to have you November 9th and 10th at 7 p.m.
Yep, 7.
Yeah, so yeah, this would be a really awesome. I think it's a really awesome story for people, especially families, to hear. So yeah, I just hope as many people come as they can.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you both.
Thank you.
And
yeah.
do you still say break a leg before a performance?
Yeah,
yes.
Anyway, okay, well, enjoy it.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
Thank you.